Overcomers.ca. The Royal Ephod, Chapter 16, The Third Row of Stones. Indulge me a little, dear readers, as I open to you what I now see in the Spirit of the Lord. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai 2, verses 6 and 7. Thus far we have covered half of the ephod, the first top two rows of stones. The top row, the sardius, the topaz, and the carbuncle. This row represented to us the overcomer as they relate to the Lord who dwells on the throne of glory. The relationship is based from the overcomer on earth to God in heaven. The second row, the turquoise emerald, the sapphire, and the diamond. This row represents to us the overcomer as they relate to being the fulfillment of hope for fallen creation and for the Lord who would complete his creation. The overcomer here is seen as a corporate Son of God who is a mediator between God and man, and man and God. Both God and mankind finds the overcoming troop as intercessors for both God's part and man's part as relates to restoration. They are in the realm of the air between God and man, and they're intercessing for both. Both man and God are being reconciled. Now we have come to the third row, the ligwire, called the jacinth, the agate, and the amethyst. This row will now show forth the overcomer as coming from a seated position in the throne of God. They come forth to the earth to bring the full hope and desire of all nations into reality. They come from the heavens. They were of the earth, earthy, but now they are of the heavens, heavenly. These are the overcomers who have been made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 2:6. The third row of stones, the ligwire, the agate, and the amethyst, are not found on the ephod of Lucifer. It is during the course of these stones that we see the son of perdition not being saved by Christ. The fact that the ephod of Lucifer does not have these stones becomes a tremendous promise to mankind and all of fallen creation, for it means their complete deliverance and resurrection into the third world. The world that God is about to create. We will see that there is nothing of the Lucifer spirit in mankind that will endure the display of the third row of stones. Lucifer will be consumed and destroyed as the only thing in all of creation that Jesus will not save. John 17:12. Jesus says, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." It is during the revelation of the third row of stones that we will see all nations, both those who are alive on the earth now, as well as all who are now extinct in history past, come into the kingdom of God. All mankind will, at the revelation of the overcomers from the throne of God, come into eternal rest. No more remembrance of the old nature or the life of the first and second world will remain in humanity. All this from the revelation of the next three stones, which will are not found anywhere on Lucifer's ephod. Remember, Lucifer represents man in his fallen condition. Note this. We have this perfection coming at the revelation of the next three stones of the ephod. Mankind coming into salvation and the world into a new world with no death or dying, the curse removed, and we still have not even yet come to the fourth row of stones. If the revelation of the ligwar, the agate, and the amethyst represents humanity and the nations of the earth coming into the kingdom of God, what can the last row represent? Vision. I saw the shining of the ligwar stone upon the ephod of the Lord as he descended in his coming to take his people unto himself. And I saw all nations and all those who had died, both small and great, stand before this Lord as he did descend from the throne of his glory. And I saw as he came a great rejoicing on the earth and under the earth, for the desire of all nations had come. And all nations came to the declaration of the Lord, which had come to begin this new day. End vision. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.